On today's show, sales of big trucks take a big tumble. We need your help identifying this car, and FCA pours $1 billion into making more Jeeps. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 15th of 2016. FCA just can't seem to build Jeeps fast enough, and that's why it's investing $1 billion to build more of them. It's upgrading plants in Ohio and Illinois and will create 1,000 new jobs in the process. Its Belvedere plant in Illinois will dump the Dodge Dart, Jeep Patriot, and Compass and will be retooled to make Jeep Cherokees instead starting next year. FCA is also upgrading the Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio to make the next-gen Wrangler. You know, this is just the latest in a series of moves by FCA to put more focus on trucks and SUVs rather than passenger cars. Sales of light vehicles started to show some weakness in June, and now we're starting to see the same thing with medium and heavy-duty trucks. Ward's Auto reports that sales in the U.S. market in June fell nearly 20%. Sales of the big Class 8 semis, which are used by economists as a leading indicator of where the economy is headed, fell a whopping 30%. For the first half of the year, the picture looks a little better, with sales down about 3%. Medium and heavy-duty trucks are down in Canada by more than 15% so far this year. When you see passenger cars, light trucks, and mediums and heavies all dropping at the same time, you know the market is sending us a clear signal. And when it comes to autonomous cars, do you know the difference between level 3 and level 4? How about level 5? That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
To understand what's going on in the automotive industry, you need to know the terminology that's being used. And these days, there can be some confusion when it comes to autonomous cars. We've been using the terminology from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that runs from level 0 to level 4, with 0 being the equivalent of a Model T, to 4 being a fully autonomous car like Google is testing. But the Society of Automotive Engineers has a slightly different terminology set that runs from level 0 to level 5. In fact, the SAE even has a standard for this, J3016. It's a bit more detailed than NHTSA's rankings, with level 3 being a semi-autonomous car, like you can get in a Mercedes S-Class. Level 4 is a car with fully autonomous capability, but still comes with a steering wheel, and you can drive it. Level 5 is a fully autonomous car, where you don't need a driver at all. We think it's important for you to know this, because it's likely the SAE standard will become the one the industry starts using. Seems like every time you turn around, another automaker is investing in a startup related to autonomy and mobility. Today, it's Ford's turn. Bloomberg reports that Ford and five other companies are investing $6.6 million into Civil Maps, a California startup that makes 3D maps for autonomous cars. Civil Maps uses artificial intelligence to aggregate 3D data from sensors to create its maps. And it can aggregate real-time data that's crowdsourced from other cars. One of the keys to making autonomous cars safe and reliable in all situations is to have really good and up-to-date maps. And there's probably another reason why Ford made this investment. The car companies don't want Google to completely dominate the map-making business. You know, this Pokemon Go craze seems to be taking the world by storm. Still to come, how it's already infiltrated the automotive world.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch the Olympic Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
We like to enlist your help identifying barn finds that people send in. And while this isn't a barn find, Autoline viewer Robert Michael, I hope I said that right, wants our help. He spotted this car sitting outside a building in Livonia, Michigan, and has never seen anything like it. Well, Robert, I think we can help you. We're pretty sure this is a Lada Niva, a little 4x4, also known as a Vaz 2121. The car was sold in Canada, so that's likely how it made its way over the border. An interesting side note here. The Niva was sold with an electric starter, but in case your battery died out in the boondocks, it came with a hand crank, just like you might have seen on a Model T. Okay, all you in the comments section, do you agree with us that this is a Niva? Well, you knew this was inevitable. Since not even churches or schools are sacred in the Pokemon Go world, it was only a matter of time before the game infiltrated the automotive world. As YouTuber Boosted Boris found out, a number of the little creatures are already out roaming the historic Nürburgring racetrack in Germany. Thankfully, Boris enlisted the help of the Ring Taxi to take him out, rather than drive himself. And lucky for him, he nabbed one of the little guys. But that brings us to the end of this week's reports. We'll be right back here again on Monday, bringing you the kind of news and insights needed to keep you up with what's going on in the automotive industry.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.